Welcome to Daily Mindfulness Practice. Take a few big breaths with an exaggerated out-breath as we relax and come into our body. Sit up straight, push the top of the head to the ceiling. Let's get in a position where we can really open our lungs and maximize the ease which we're taking our breath. Big deep breaths. Now let's let the breathing come to its natural state. Effortless breathing. Let's pay close attention to our breath. Tracking our breath in and out. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Identify where in the breath cycle you notice the breath is strongest. So find that spot and then let's pay attention there and notice the breath there as it comes in and out. If you find yourself getting wrapped up in a thought, gently and non-judgmentally note the thought and come back to the breath. Now let's expand our attention. Let's have a dual attention, first on the breath, and then also expand your attention to the sounds in the room. Notice the temperature of the air on your skin. Notice how tight your clothes feel. Notice the thoughts, feelings, emotions, body sensations. Back to focus on the breath if you find yourself getting too wrapped up in the thought. Now let's do a quick body scan. Start with our head going down to our forehead, face muscles, noticing any aches or pains or tension, pressure. And when we do, let's take a moment to breathe compassion, nurture to that part of the body that's feeling it, maybe as if we're breathing from our heart to that body. Checking in now with our neck, shoulders, out to our arms, our hands. Notice our chest, belly. Notice our back. Feel the pressure of our back against the chair and the seat of our chair. Going down, check in with our hips, down to our legs, feel our thighs, to our knees and calves and shins, feet, maybe wiggle the toes. Take a moment to really feel like we're inhabiting the body in a deep way. Notice if this has a relaxing effect on the nervous system. Notice the grounding we feel with our feet to the floor. We feel connected to the earth. Imagine that connection we make with our feet to the floor goes out and connects us to all other living people, and animals and living things, trees and plants. Take a moment to feel that connection with others. Notice in the body how that feels, to acknowledge we are part of this common human suffering. And also common human resilience and compassion. Say the words, may you be free of suffering. May you be at peace. May you have joy and love and meaning in your life. Now let's take a moment to check in with each of our parts. Let's first connect to our wise self. Let's cultivate that perspective of curiosity, compassion, calm, confidence, creativity, clarity, courage, connectedness. Let's bring those qualities of that self-energy with us as we meet and welcome all of our parts today. Let's check in with our inner child. See how he's doing, welcoming him, sending nurture and compassion. Maybe a silent, I love you, or welcome, dear one. Check in with our manager parts, the parts that are really striving for recovery, helping us reach our goals, welcome them. Check in with our inner critic, welcome him. A lot of space for him. If we notice any of our parts feeling especially activated or upset, let's make a note and promise to come back and work with that part later. Let's check in with our part that's used sexually acting out behavior in the past. Make sure he knows he's welcome. We put limits on these parts and we don't let them act out, but we let them know they're welcome. We don't want to push them away. Lots of space inside for everyone. Check in with any parts that are feeling afraid, worried, bored, angry, skeptical, frustrated. All parts are welcome. Breathe compassion and nurturing to each part and a message, thank you, I love you. Now let's check in with our ideal parents. Let's really visualize them and see their smiling faces. Feel their unconditional love and support. Maybe get a hug or feel arm around the shoulder. Feeling the love and concern they have for us and notice in the body how that feels. Maybe a softening to have that support, those resources with us. Now we'll do an ideal parent mentalization. And for this, do the butterfly taps. Think of a memory from your childhood that contributes to the negative core beliefs that are tied to your sexual compulsive behavior. Let's practice on a memory that's not highly traumatic and highly triggering. If you do find yourself getting overwhelmed, then stop and do some self-care and grounding. Best to do this guided with a therapist if you're doing something very traumatic or triggering. So let's think of the memory. Allow yourself to feel it as if it's real. Notice the negative belief you believe about yourself. Notice where you feel that in the body. Maybe a tightness in the chest or heat in the shoulders or in the head. Now let's imagine floating to your safe space. Your ideal parents are with you. Your ideal mother and father have a look of concern. They love you and it hurts them to see you suffering. They come in to give you a loving touch or embrace if you'd like that. They tell you it's not fair. You do not deserve this. They ask you how you feel. And as you describe the incident, their faces are full of love and care and concern. Notice in your body how that makes you feel. Maybe there's a softening. They embrace you again and tell you you're safe now. This will never happen again. They listen to you as you let it all out. They validate your feelings. They soothe you. Now they're going to help you get justice. They go to your parents and as appropriate or as needed, they instruct them or even scold them. If there are other adults involved or older children, they make sure justice is served and those mistakes will not be repeated. If siblings or children are involved, each of them have their own ideal parents who will take care of the situation. You feel so safe and comforted seeing how serious your ideal parents are taking this and making sure you get the care you need. Feel in the body how that feels, knowing that. Now let's float forward to present day. You feel a new confidence that this negative belief that's held you back will be blunted and no longer affect you as deeply as it did. You feel confident going forward in life, meeting your goals, and succeeding in your recovery. Knowing your ideal parents are right there with you. Let's stop and make a mind-body connection to that before we stop the mentalization and the butterfly tapping. Now let's go back to tracking our breath. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. Breathing in, I feel content. Breathing out, I feel relaxed. Notice how enjoyable this feels to come into our body and take time to nurture ourselves. Knowing we can take a minute and do this anytime we're feeling a little dysregulated. Now let's really feel this moment deeply in the body and make a mind-body connection. Feeling content, feeling relaxed, feeling strong, feeling powerful, feeling committed, feeling compassionate to ourselves and others. Taking a few more moments, making that mind-body connection. Now counting down, you'll be awake and aware. Settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.